Okay. Talk about some worship, y'all. That was good, right? Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful. I think we're on holy ground right now. So if anybody wants to take your shoes off, you are more than welcome. All right? Okay. All right. I'm going to do a little bit of New Testament and a primary part of the Old Testament. So what I would like you to do is just stay where the Old Testament scriptures are, and then you can write down the new ones I'm bringing, the New Testament ones I'm bringing in. Amen? The scripture I'm going to be teaching out of today is 2 Kings chapter 6. All right, let's pray this in. Oh, Jesus, we love you so much. I know that you heard our worship. You are holy. You are worthy. Lord, you are just like an everything to us. We thank you for all you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. Right now, I just pray right that you just remove me. Get rid of me. And let everything inside me only be your spirit. And that's it. And may the fire of the Holy Spirit enter this room. And also the peace of the Spirit. Amen. Father, we love you and adore you. May we learn today from your holy word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I want to bring up a couple scriptures real quick first before we get into 2 Kings. You know, all of this, everything in the New Testament and the Old Testament, though written by a man, all of it was inspired by our Father in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In 3 John, verse 4, it says, "No greater joy can I have than this, to hear that my children follow the truth." All right? That is what we are called to do. We are God's kids. He's our daddy. And we are asked to follow the truth.
Praise God.
Amen? The truth is that his son Jesus Christ came to earth. The truth is that Jesus ended up walking up Calvary, dying for our sins on a cross. He went to the grave. He rose up 3 days later so that we would have eternal life with him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I'm going to go to 2 Ephesians real quick because I think that we need to have a little bit of groundwork here. Some I guess you call it a foundational truth. How's that sound? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 22. "And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Okay, so this is like a pretty simple little thing, but check it out. The cornerstone is Christ. All the foundation from him out that is built is from the prophets and the apostles. The prophets, Old Testament. The apostles, New Testament. When you choose to read your entire Bible and glean any and everything that the Lord is speaking to you, you are actually being built into the structure of God.
Come on.
You are being built in to a resemblance of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, where his spirit will dwell within you. And any and everything that comes your way, you have the ability to overcome it because Christ is living right here.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. You need to always remember that. That's who you are. John 14. Jesus is speaking to his apostles. All right?
Amen.
And starting in verse 26, and I'll read also 27, it says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid." His peace
Amen.
He
That's
gives
right.
to us.
Amen.
As Christ was doing his ministry work, no matter what happened in it, he had peace.
Amen.
He just walked around, did what he was supposed to be doing.
That's right.
According to the Father. Listening constantly to the Father.
Amen.
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 He carried a heavily burdened cross up to Calvary. And the whole time he walked it out, he was at peace.
Amen.
He hung on a cross. And still was in peace.
Amen.
Father, forgive them for what they've done. And John, here's my mom. Be a son to her.
Amen.
Take care of her. Would a man in agony and in fear or any of those things say such peaceful words? No. It wouldn't happen. But our God, being our God, he gave us that same kind of peace. So that no matter what we go through in our lifetime, we can walk it out knowing that we have peace.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to get to our scriptures. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. 2 Kings 5:20, it mentions a man named Gehazi. Now, Gehazi is the servant of Elijah. Elisha, the man of God. It's my purse. Somebody, okay, just leave it be. It'll shut off. Okay. It's Jesus calling. All right. Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God. Okay? So how fortunate was Elisha? He had a servant, someone to help him out. Just as if, like he helped out Elijah,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And was given a second portion. Double portion.
Yes, come
okay.
on.
Okay, all right. So here we're going to, I just needed to mention that guy's servant name because he's going to come up in the scriptures we're going to read right now. Okay, I'm starting in verse 8. Once, when the king of Syria was warring against Israel, he took counsel with his servant, saying, "At such and such a place shall be my camp." But the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are going down there." And the king of Israel sent to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he used to warn him, so that he saved himself there more than once or twice. God reveals. God reveals. Okay? God revealed to Elisha where the king of Syria was going to be camped at, and so that the king of Israel did not let God's people pass by there and be at war or harm come to them. Correct?
Yes.
We need to remember that. If we stay in tune to the Holy Spirit, we are going to be told where to go, where not to go, or stand still, dang it, and stop
Amen.
Moving around and let me do what I got to do here to keep you safe.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to move on. Verse 11. And the mind of the king of Syria was greatly troubled because of this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me who of us is for the king of Israel?" Oh, he thinks there's a rat in the camp. Correct? He thinks there's somebody there that's doing the... and telling Israel, correct, where they're at all the time. Right? That's what I would think, probably. Somebody's ratting us out. Okay, we cannot conquer these Israelites because somebody is ratting us off. And whenever we go to find them, they're not there. one of the servants ends up saying, "There's none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel. Tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." Amen. Oh, God, look out. All right? The bedchamber is an extremely important place. It's a sacred place. A bedchamber is where intimate things dwell, especially if you consider it between a man and a wife, correct? Okay. It's where secrets are told. It's where plans are made. And it's where a king meets with his most trustworthy men. Amen? How in the world would Elisha know what's being spoken in a bedchamber? If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, he would know nothing at all.
That's right.
We have to remember that even though this is Old Testament written, the Spirit of God was still with the men of God. That's why they were called the men of God.
Amen.
And ladies, there was a Deborah, okay? And Deborah was a woman of God, just so y'all know. All right?
Okay.
So we are not exempt from hearing from the Lord, okay? Being men and women of God.
Amen.
All right. So this king, because he's all like in a huff and a puff now, right? First he has to find out there is nobody that's ratting him out. But somehow or other, this Elisha guy knows everything. And it's all, he knows all the stuff going on in the secret place. Right?
Right.
So he gets, you know, when you ticked. He gets ticked off. And he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and seize him." And it was told to him, "Behold, he is in Donath." So he sent their horses, chariots, and a great army, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Are we serious? He sends horses, chariots, and a big old army for one man. So that tells me the king of Syria is pretty scared.
Right?
A little. Right?
Yeah. Amen.
He's scared of this guy that knows his secrets. He's afraid of this guy that somehow or other is able to make the Israelites evade any kind of war or battle. Okay? He's afraid of one man. One man. Don't you ever think the enemy's not going to be afraid of you. Because he is.
Amen.
You are one man or one woman.
Yes.
That is walking with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So you kind of like know everything.
Amen.
And every day, if you seek through the foundational truth, you will know more and more.
Amen.
Amen? Verse 15. When the servant of the man of God, remember I told you his name, right? Gehazi. When he rose early in the morning and went outside, behold, an army with horses and chariots was round about the servant city. And the servant said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do? He is so afraid, he can't handle it." He's afraid of what's going on. He's afraid because he walks outside and there's a huge army all round about, right?
Right.
What are we going to do? Okay, in our past, in my past, correct?
Right.
Come on. I got a knock on my door. Usually it was cops. It wasn't that. It was the guys with all the dope and whatever else.
Right.
Okay? All the enemy came knocking on my door.
That's right.
Because in that time, when I was living the life I was living, of course the police are the enemy too.
Amen.
Correct?
Amen.
All right. So that's kind of what's going on here. I'm sure this guy had seen miracles, right? All the miracles, because we have to remember that Elisha fed thousands of people just like Jesus had.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? You always have to remember that too. That is one of the reasons why when people were considering Christ, they started asking who he really was. And they always asked if he was one of the prophets from the Old Testament, which he was not. Instead, he was the Son of God. Okay. Well, Elisha has a response. Fear not, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Let me read a little more. Then Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Okay, come on now.
Amen.
Chariot, not just little old chariots, like the king of Syria sent. Elisha had chariots of fire.
That's right.
Amen.
The heavenly host was there.
That's right.
Round and about to protect.
Hallelujah.
So here you have little old Elisha and his helper, his servant, in a little old house surrounding the city. You have the enemy, the Syrians, but up on the mountaintops looking down is the army of the living God.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Praise God.
Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the closer you get to the Lord, the more on your door is going to come, trying to push you away from the living God, trying to steer you away, trying to create fear in you.
That's right.
Don't let it happen.
No.
There, God has an army around you constantly.
That's right.
To fight for you, to battle for you.
Amen.
You know, before I even read any of this, I brought up some scriptures about peace. For months, every day, I've been seeking peace. Peace because of the things that go on around me. Peace because of the things that go on in my family. Without peace, what am I to do? There's been times Debbie and I have talked and we've discussed some things, and she goes, how can you remain so calm? Well, it's because every day I seek God's peace.
Amen.
The enemy is round and about me all the time. Don't think it isn't. It is. Always. From the moment I wake up to the minute I close my eyes at night.
That's right.
This is the world.
That's right.
At some point, you guys on the ranch, you ladies on the ranch, you walk out and you're going to be in the world.
That's right.
You need God's peace. You need to remember there's an army around you.
Amen.
That's there to just for you, only you, to protect you. Okay? He came and preached peace to those that were far away and those that were near.
Amen.
This is why people came to follow Jesus.
That's right.
He didn't have something new and inspiring or revealing to give to the people that came to hear him preach. He brought them peace.
Amen.
He helped them understand the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
The God that they had forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He gave them peace. They would come from far away. Or if Jesus was in their city, they would come to hear him.
Amen.
They needed the peace that he brought, the serenity, the calm, the relaxing, the caring, the loving.
Amen.
We as his people still need that every day.
Amen.
Because all day long, every day, the enemy, Satan, is going to try to throw something in our way to make us trip and fall. Or cause us to get so angry we can't stop ourselves. Okay? Or any and other things that are not of the gifts of the Spirit, that are not of the fruits of the Spirit, and things that are not of God. We have to handle any and every situation with the peace that he promised us. Yes. His peace I give to you. I give you my peace.
Amen.
In John 16:33, Jesus says, I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. Peace. Here we go again. Because he said right before that, ah, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure. Now we know that you know all things and need none to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. So his disciples are telling Christ now they understand who he is. Correct?
Yes.
And then Jesus answered them saying, do you now believe? Finally, you believe. You believe who I am. Jesus will relentlessly pursue you because he wants you to know who he is.
Amen.
Praise God.
The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me.
Amen.
So Jesus, knowing that he was going to be facing the cross and going through what he was going through, even though he knew his disciples, his closest followers and friends would scatter out of what? Fear. Okay? He knew he would not be alone because his dad would be with him.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Dads, you're important.
That's right.
Your children need that, to have that knowledge too.
Amen.
Okay? And behind that, Christ says, I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can overcome it all.
Yes,
God.
We were not promised a rose garden. It'd be nice. I mean, I want a house so I could grow one. Quite honestly, I do.
Me too.
Okay? That's what I want. All right?
I
want a grass in the yard, some trees. I want peace. So, seeking him, I have it.
Amen.
Seeking him, he delivers it into my heart, and he Amen. Reminds me I get to have his peace.
Amen.
In Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou dost keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Perfect peace for those of us who keep our minds stayed on Christ.
Amen.
When you feel the enemy coming,
right?
And we all can tell when we're starting to stress out. Come
That's
on now,
right.
Let's be real.
Yep.
Right.
We all
That's
know
right.
when we start stressing out.
Yep.
That's when we get to your knees real quick or yell out, Jesus, I can't do this.
That's right.
I can't,
That's right.
I can't
That's
walk
right.
through this feeling this way.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Remind him of these scriptures. You said, you promised me you would give me your peace. You know, after I first got saved, this guy preached a word and he said, if you highlight anywhere in your Bible where it says in Christ, in Jesus, in him, those kind of little words, the things before it or the things after it is a promise.
Amen.
So I did it in this Bible, this tore up little Bible that I've had for 20 years. That's what I did in it. And I can always refer back and go through it. It's highlighted. I can read those things
Amen.
To be reminded of his promises. But I want you guys to know that today the biggest promise is peace.
Amen.
It really is, because too many times I've noticed and seen that we don't have that.
That's right.
We're not walking in it.
Yeah.
If you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to come to get him.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Need to be at the altar and grab a hold of him.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
You need to do that. Let him grab hold of you
Amen.
And put his arms around you.
Amen.
Get the peace that comes from knowing that your sins are forgiven by the Holy God.
Amen.
Amen.
Those of you who have strayed, you need peace because you know the truth already.
That's right.
You already know the truth, and you've been walking around and wandering around and hiding in the shadows and all these other things, and you need to come back because Jesus is hurting.
Amen.
He wants you to come home.
Amen. That's right.
It's Mother's Day. My mom got saved when she was 5 years old. She passed away a couple years or so ago when she was 89. But she died of cancer, and my mother, her whole life, taught Bible studies.
Amen.
Approximately a month before she passed, she's sitting in the living room, and she just started breaking down and sobbing. And the reason she was crying is because she knew she couldn't teach her Bible studies anymore. That was my mom.
Amen.
I know not all of us have agreeable relationships with our mothers. My mom and I fought all the time.
Amen.
Okay, we did. We were just so different. But she was still my mom.
That's right.
And she sobbed and cried because she couldn't teach her Bible studies. The most important thing in her life was Jesus.
Amen.
And she always stood on that my whole life.
Amen.
When I was running around like a stupid idiot doing my own thing,
That's right. My
mom was on her knees and standing there.
Yeah.
Because if I ever came to her, all she did was speak the word to me and I'd get madder because I was still running.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
She was strong enough to stand on the word every time.
Amen.
No matter how I felt about it. So for her, absolutely chariots of fire were around her.
Amen.
To give her peace with the battle because of me in the spirit. And that battle was for 25 years, y'all. So that's a long time to run.
That's right.
Amen. This morning I pray that all of you seek God's peace.
Amen.
This morning I pray that if you are tired and you want his peace, that you come forward to get it.
Amen.
Your pastor will be up here.
Amen.
Gabby.
Amen.
Rico. John. Corey, will you come up here too and pray for some people? You guys, this is your opportunity to be in love. Fall in love, thank you, with the Master. This is your opportunity to choose life instead of death.
Heard the word, go forth, amen, and it talked about, you know, God opening up our spiritual eyes that we may see
amen.
That there are more with us than against us.
Amen.
Absolutely going through something, and you need to understand that God is on your side.
Amen.
You need to understand that God is truly on your side, amen. As Karen shared a powerful word, help us to understand the only way I'm going to have that peace that surpasses all understanding is God opened up my spiritual eyes.
Amen.
Come forth, amen. Give your heart to Jesus. I won't put off today until tomorrow. With the time. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to Jesus. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Mm.